And when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump. I think they're now starting to realize, wait a minute, you know, this is not popular. Trump is not popular. What he is doing, whether on the economy and affordability or on immigration now, is not popular. And that there is likely to be a swing in the other direction. And they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. And I can tell you, Preet, you know, as I talk to leaders in Washington, leaders in our party, leaders in the states, if these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, you know, the laws you've skirted. I think they've got another thing coming. They're going to be surprised. Democrats have had a belly full. And we're not going to play by, you know, the old set of rules when these guys are playing by a very different set of rules. We're going to play by the law, but we're not going to violate the law the way they do, but we're not going to be suckers.